AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Forecasters say there is a chance of more severe weather today in Oklahoma and Texas. Two tornadoes caused damage in Oklahoma. Governor Mary Fallon is in Bridge Creek, and she called on people to watch the sky.
So it's very important that you have a plan with your family and with your employees. No matter where you are, what time of the day it is, what you might be going to, know what to do if a storm comes upon you.
25 homes were destroyed by a tornado overnight in Bridge Creek. Police in Oklahoma City say the body of a woman was found in a flooded underground storm shelter. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says she will decide soon if the Justice Department will investigate the Baltimore Police Department.
Sergeant Greg Moore of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, was tragically gunned down.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch spoke movingly of police officers killed earlier this week in the line of duty.
I've seen up close the dangers that they face every day.
And she says that's why when there are allegations of police wrongdoing,
the Department of Justice has a responsibility to examine the evidence and, if necessary, to help them implement change.
Riots erupted in Baltimore after a black man died in police custody. Six officers are charged. I'm Rita Foley.
A test vote is scheduled today in the Senate on a bill to give Congress a chance to review and possibly reject any nuclear agreement with Iran. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says lawmakers need a say in nuclear talks.
And make no mistake, they need to have that opportunity.
The FBI says a major cocaine trafficking ring run out of a New York pizzeria has been broken up. Arrests were made in Italy and New York. The FBI says an Italian crime syndicate expanded ties with mafia crime families in the U.S. Monsignor Kevin Wallen, a suspended Catholic priest in Bridgeport, Connecticut, has been sentenced to more than 5 years in prison for running a meth distribution ring. The Dow is up more than 120 points. This is AP Radio News. The U.S. and Saudi Arabia have announced a five-day ceasefire to help refugees in Yemen. The AP's Mark Smith has details.
It's unclear when the truce would start, and Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir says it depends on Yemen's Shiite rebels also ceasing fire.
We hope that the Houthis will care enough about the Yemeni people to allow the humanitarian assistance.
Still, Secretary of State John Kerry says it's a start.
No bombing, no shooting. No movement or repositioning of troops.
After talks with the Saudis, who've been hitting Houthi positions from the air, Kerry told reporters in Riyadh it's up to the rebels and their Iranian backers now to seize this major opportunity for peace. Mark Smith at the White House.
Today marks the end of the 13-day mourning period in Nepal for the more than 7,800 people killed in a devastating earthquake. Thousands dressed in white offered prayers and flowers at home and in temples. I'm Ed Donahue. AP Radio News.